Tomorrow, two students from the University of Colorado Aerospace Program will team up with a local artist to host Waste of Space. It's an hour-long glassmaking workshop at Boulder's Museum of Contemporary Arts. The workshop will give participants a chance to create their own space junk while learning about what space junk is. Joining me to talk about tomorrow's workshop are aerospace engineering graduate students Valerie Bernstein and Vishal Ray. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
So to start, what is space junk and why is it different from regular waste or scrap metal?
Sure, so I can start us off. When we say space junk, we are talking about stuff that we've left up in outer space. So when we started sending satellites into space in the 50s and 60s, back then, there wasn't really a plan for how to deal with satellite remnants. So these could be dead satellites, satellites that don't work anymore, that we can't control anymore, fragments of satellites. So they're stuck up there in orbit. And we're sending more and more satellites up. And the risk is that we're starting to crowd that environment. So there are more and more risks of collisions between satellites.
Yeah. People think of space as infinite, right? But the thing is, usable space is finite. The amount of space that we can use for to send out satellites is limited, and we are already starting to crowd that. And there is a high risk of things running onto each other. And the problem with that is, after it collides, it creates thousands of other pieces, which all become pieces of debris, and they can all create collisions with other satellites and ruin other expensive satellites. So it's like a domino effect, which can run into an uncontrolled scenario. So it's a real environmental issue, which is not out of this world. It might be literally out of this world, but it affects people in this world, in our local communities, because we rely on like space assets all day. Like we are using internet, we are using GPS, we are using TV signals. Everything is coming from space. Weather monitoring, climate monitoring, like forest fires, disaster management, everything is coming from space. If satellites stopped working, if they started colliding with each other, society would stop functioning.
Your workshop on Wednesday is a collaboration with a local glass artist, Brian Goldfeder. Why are you using art to talk about a space junk problem?
Yeah, so we're trying to kind of draw these parallels, right, between trash in space and trash on Earth. So we're working with recycled glass. And the discs themselves that we're going to be making have these different pieces of different colored glass shards. And so if you look at it, on top of the clear glass, you can picture what space debris could look like. The glass itself, though, like the material aspect of it, is a really cool tie to space junk, just because of that sort of parallel between what we do with trash or recycled materials like glass and how we might think about trash in space.
So how pressing is this problem? Like, what is the likelihood that, say, Google Maps or the internet would go out because two satellites collided?
So for Google Maps and internet, they are in the higher orbits, so they are relatively less crowded. But the satellites which are right near Earth, which are called low Earth orbit satellites, many, many, many companies are sending tens of thousands of satellites in the next decade. So it's very, very possible the next 2 decades there are going to be a lot of collisions if we don't start establishing these norms of behavior right now and start deorbiting the current satellites. And it's not a hypothetical scenario. It has already happened. In 2009, two satellites did collide with each other. So it's a very real scenario.
Can you give me an example of the companies that have lower satellites?
Yeah, so this would be, if we're thinking about these big telecommunication satellites, SpaceX, every couple of weeks or months, launching 60 satellites. Amazon's trying to launch internet constellation as well.
Yeah, and the number of satellites that are being launched by SpaceX and all these huge constellation satellites, just like tens of thousands of satellites, you can imagine the number of collisions that can happen if we don't like start thinking about this issue real soon.
So what's the solution here? What do people need to know about this problem and what can we do to fix it?
That's a good question. So it's a difficult issue. You cannot just say stop sending satellites. The services that they are providing are also really useful, like SpaceX. they're providing internet to areas that do not have like access to internet, but they're also crowding up space. So it's the same problem as use of fossil fuels. You have emissions, but how do you, with the trade-off? We want people to actually start thinking about this and say that this is something that we care about and we need more R&D in space debris management and more policies regarding norms of behavior, at least on a national level.
Yeah, so the way we think about this problem, outer space is a shared resource. And so if we think about how we've handled shared resources here on Earth, we've really let the ball drop in a lot of areas, whether it be air pollution or our oceans are filled with plastic. And so, yeah, it's a little scary to think that could happen in space as well. And I think we have a chance to be really proactive about this issue as opposed to reactive, like we currently are with a lot of the environmental issues we're facing on Earth.
You can catch Waste of Space tomorrow from 3 to 4 p.m. at Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art in the upstairs event space. Valerie Bernstein and Vishal Ray, thank you for talking with me today.
Thanks so much, Alexis. Thank you so much for talking to us.